If you have your Bibles, please turn to Mark chapter 7.
Please open. 请打开圣经马可福音第七章。
We're going to read from verse 1 to verse 23.
我们要读第一节到第二十三节。
And because of time, I'm going to get Shibao to just read in Chinese.
因为时间关系，我只读中文。马可福音第七章第一节，有法利赛人和几个文士从耶路撒冷来，到耶稣那里聚集。他们曾看见他的门徒中有人用俗手，就是没有洗的手吃饭。原来法利赛人和犹太人都拘守古人的遗传，若不仔细洗手就不吃饭，从世上来若不洗浴也不吃饭，还有好些别的规矩，他们历代举手就是洗杯罐铜器等物。法利赛人和文士问他说，你的门徒为什么不照古人的遗传用俗手吃饭呢？耶稣说，以赛亚指着你们假冒为善之人所说的预言是不错的，如经上说，这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉的。你们是离弃神的诫命，拘守人的遗传，又说你们诚然是废弃神的诫命，要守自己的遗传。摩西说当孝敬父母，又说咒骂父母的必治死他，你们倒说，人若对父母说，我所当奉给你的已经做了割耳板，割耳板就是贡献的意思，以后你们就不容他再奉养父母，这就是你们承接遗传废了神的道，你们还做许多这样的事。耶稣又叫众人来对他们说，你们都要听我的话，也要明白，从外面进去的不能污秽人，唯有从里面出来的乃能污秽人，有耳可听的就应当听。耶稣离开众人进了屋子，门徒就问他这比喻的意思，耶稣对他们说，你们也是这样不明白吗？岂不晓得凡从外面进入的不能污秽人，因为不是入他的心，乃是入他的肚子，又落到茅厕里，这就说各样的食物都是洁净，又说从人里面出来那才能污秽，因为从里面乃是从人心里发出恶念、苟合、偷盗、凶杀、奸淫、贪婪、邪恶、诡诈、淫荡、嫉妒、谤毒、骄傲、狂妄，这一切的恶都是从里面出来，且能污秽。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, I pray for the Holy Spirit right now to come into our hearts, or who is already in our hearts, to convict us of your word and to teach us from your word, Lord.
亲爱的天父，我们求圣灵在我们心中做工，让我们看到你的话。
I pray that, Lord, you would help us to understand your word from this passage and to give us insights and to help us to apply into our lives.
亲爱的父母，求你的灵在我们心中做工，让我们能够看到这段经文的真道，让我们在生活中能够行出来。
And I pray for the Holy Spirit also to be with me and with Shibao as we, as I preach your word and also as Shibao translates your word.
求圣灵与我与Shibao同在，在我们讲道和翻译的时候，有你的灵在我们心中做工。
And we commit all this and we thank you in Jesus' name.
我们把一切交在你的手中，谢谢你。这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, October 31st. Right. October 31st is known to be Halloween Day, right? But I'm going to ask the youth especially, but there's another major event that share the same date. Can one of the youth please tell me what day is this? Yes, Jessica. Reformation Day. What is Reformation Day? Okay. Maybe some of you don't know, but let me explain it. Sorry.
10月31号大家都说是万圣节，但是在历史上还有一个更重要的日子，刚才就问了青年人能不能回答，这个历史上还有另外一个很重要的日子，10月30号是什么？ Jessica 回答的就是说是改革宗的节日。那么这个改革宗节日是什么？下面由我们来解释。
Okay, so what is Reformation Day? This was the day when the great reformer Martin Luther, who is a German monk, nailed the 95 theses on the door of the Wittenberg Church.
这一天呢，就是那个马丁路德把他那个95问，他的那个文章啊，95条贴在了一个教堂，就是 Wittenberg 那个教堂的门上。
Okay, but what was the purpose of him nailing this 95 theses? It is to publicly challenge the authority and traditions of the Roman Catholic Church.
那么这95条是什么呢？这95条实际上是他公开的向罗马天主教教会挑战，就是他们的那个遗传他们的那个权柄，他在挑战天主教教会这些。
You see, Luther and the rest of the reformers believed that the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church had erred from the Bible, or it no longer holds true to the Word of God, and in fact is quite contrary to it.
那么马丁路德呢和其他的这个改革宗的这个先驱呢，他们认为罗马天主教的教已经离开了圣经，已经偏离了圣经，实际上圣经是有抵触。
You see, the church had somehow elevated the position of the Pope as the head of the church and made him the spokesman of God.
那么罗马天主教呢，他们教会呢把这个教皇放到了这个教会领头的这个位置，然后呢说他是神的发言人。
This means that anything he said, no one can challenge him because he is supposed to be the representative of God.
那么这就是说这个教皇不管他说了什么，任何人都不能够向他发出挑战，因为他是代表神说话的。
It means he's perfect. Whatever he says is the word of God.
那么就说呢，他是完美的，不管他说什么就是神的话。
But of course, there are also many other traditions that the Catholic Church held to that had no scriptural proofs, and these traditions have indeed multiplied over the years too.
然后，那罗马天主教呢？他们确实教会里有很多传统，这些传统呢，并没有圣经的根据。然后后来随着时间加长呢，然后越来越多。
But of course, the issue of traditions have gone way back before the time of the Reformation, because Jesus and Paul also encountered this situation with the Pharisees and the Jews.
那么这个传统遗传实际上很早就有耶稣和保罗也遇到过，就是他们和法利赛人和犹太人交往之间，他们也遇到这些问题。
Because of the Pharisees' strict obedience to the law of God, over time, they developed traditions to determine how these laws are to be followed.
那么法利赛人呢，他们完全的顺服神的律法。那么随着时间的演变呢，这些传统呢就慢慢的成为神的律法的依据了。
And this passage here in Mark 7 gives us an example of the many traditions that the Pharisees hold to, and Jesus is going to challenge them, challenge their traditions, and direct them to the heart of the issue.
那么这个马可福音的第七章呢，这里就是说法利赛人呢确实在守很多人的遗传，那么耶稣呢就向他们挑战，这个问题的症结在什么地方。
So, I want to present to you 3 points. First is, we're going to talk about the traditions of men. And then secondly, we're going to talk about the danger of hypocrisy. And thirdly, we're going to talk about true holiness.
那么今天呢，我就想讲三点。第一点呢，就是人的遗传，人的传统；第二点呢，就是假冒为善的危险；第三点呢，是真正的圣经。
Okay, so first point, traditions of men. Now the passage begins in verse 1 with some Pharisees and scribes traveling to Jerusalem to confront Jesus because he had become known among the people of his time and he was known because of his works and teachings.
那么这段经文呢，一开始呢，就是法利赛人和文士呢，到耶路撒冷来要和耶稣争辩，因为呢，耶稣这时候已经很有名了，因为他的教训，他的事工，耶稣已经很有名。
So when the Pharisees saw that some of his disciples ate with hands that were unwashed, they complained to Jesus about it.
那么他们看见耶稣的门徒呢，有人吃饭用那个俗手，就是没有洗的手，那么他们就到耶稣面前吐抱怨。
Now why did the Pharisees make such a big deal about this?
那么为什么法利赛人把这个当成一个大事呢？
Verse 3 and 4 tells us that.
那么第三节第四节就告诉我们
It says for the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands holding to the tradition of the elders and when they come from the marketplace they do not eat unless they wash
那么法利赛人和犹太人都遵守古人的遗传若不仔细洗手就不吃饭从世上来若不洗浴也不吃饭
Clearly this was a tradition of the eldersin the past, but it was being implemented and to be followed by all Jews.
那么很明显，这是古人的遗传，但是呢，现在呢，所有的犹太人都一定要遵守。
Perhaps let us talk about it. How did this tradition came to place?
那么再想想，那么这个古人的遗传怎么成立的呢？
According to Exodus chapter 30, verse 17 to 21, it was required for all priests to wash their hands and feet prior to entering the tabernacle or the temple so that they may not die.
那么在出埃及记三十章十七节二十七节有这个解释就是说他要所有的这个祭司他们要洗手洗脚如果他们要进这个神的那个帐幕里面的话他们要洗手洗脚否则呢，他们就要死。
For the priests, at that time, this has to do with the code of purity and holiness as they approach the tent to offer sacrifices.
那么对祭司来说，那这个就是他们一定要圣洁，要纯洁。然后呢，他们要进神的帐幕，要献祭，那么他们一定要圣洁。
But you see, somehow what was given to the priests.Eventually became the foundation for the widespread practice of ritual washing in Palestine, in Israel.
那么本来这是为祭司所设立的，那么现在呢，它就变得在那个巴勒斯坦那边呢，所有的犹太人都要守。
As one commentator said, you know, as early as the second century BC, many Jews voluntarily assumed the purity laws of the priests and regularly washed their hands before morning prayer.And also before eating bread.
那么有个解经家就这么说过，说是呢，在主前二世纪，很多犹太人他就主动的来洗手如果他们要祷告的话，他们要吃饭的话，他们就洗手。
But you see,
本来这是为祭司所设。
You see, this law first of all was given to who? The priests, right? So that they may enter the tabernacle without being struck by God, you know, for being unclean. But now, somehow, the Pharisees and the rest of the Jews have made this into a tradition where they should follow too on their own to wash their hands and to so that they will become clean and not be defiled.
那么本来呢，你知道，这个就是为了圣祭司进入神的会幕所设立的，他们一定要洗手洗脚，否则呢，他们进神的会幕，他们就会被杀死。那么现在呢，法利赛人呢，把这个延伸到所有的犹太人都要守它。
Because it's so common among the Jews, therefore anyone who does not abide to it will be condemned.
那么现在呢，就是在 所有的犹太人里大家都说，如果你不做这事，那你就要被惩戒了。
Failure to do so will make them defiled and unclean.
如果你不做，那你就认为你就成为不洁净。
Is this right?
那么这是对的吗？
You see, this is the problem of the Pharisees.
那么这就是法利赛人的问题了。
Because they're so careful in wanting to fully obey the law of God, they would invent traditions to help them to obey it.
那么法利赛人他是很想遵守神的律法，那么他们呢就借用一些人的传统、人的遗传来帮助他们守这个神的律法。
You see, this is like, for example, this is the law of God, and the Pharisees invent traditions to help them fulfill the law of God. But eventually, these traditions been elevated to become the same level as the law of God, meaning these traditions becomes the law itself.
那么就是本来这是神的律法，这是犹太人的传统。那么法利赛人呢，把这个人的传统慢慢跟那个神的律法平等了。那么你不守这个人的传统，那你就是违反神的律法。
So the law of God now consists not only of the word of God Himself, but also the word of men.
那么这时候呢，就是说神的律法呢，不光包括了神的话语，也包括了后面人的话语。
Now let me give you an example to this.
那么再举个例子。
Okay, let's say if the law, the fourth commandment, the law prohibited the work, prohibited work on the Sabbath.
那么现在说第四诫命啊，安息日啊，我们要守安息日，那我们在这个安息日不能做工。
Okay, but the traditions of the Pharisees define what is and what is not work.
那么法利赛人的传统呢就来定义，那么什么是工作，什么不是工作。
Because they are so they are so strict about wanting to obey this law, they have to come up with all sorts of they'll come up with all the details to teach them on how to fulfill it by their traditions.
那么他们很想守这条诫命，那他们呢就设立了很多很多的细则来说，那么我们怎么样才能守这个诫命？
There are some ridiculous traditions such as not switching off the lights on Sunday, on Sabbath day.
那么对他们来说，有些我们看来可能会是很奇怪的，比如说在主日你都不能够开关灯。
Because that's considered work.
那么他认为这个就是工作了。
And then you're not allowed to cook because that's considered work.
那么你也不能做饭，那么因为做饭是工作。
But you're allowed to eat. That's not work.
但是你可以吃，你吃饭不算。
So you see, it's ridiculously amount of traditions that is often being made, you know, and eventually this becomes a law itself.
那么这你也许觉得这很奇怪，但是呢这个人制定的这些规矩慢慢的都成为了神的律法。
You know, so basically when the Pharisees asked Jesus the question, why do your disciples break the tradition, they virtually means, why do they break God's law?
那么这里呢法利赛人问你，质问耶稣，为什么你的门徒不守古人的遗传，实际上是在说你的门徒为什么不遵守神的律法。
But before we go on, one thing I want to make it clear is that traditions are not a bad thing.
那么我现在先讲清楚，说这个人的遗传，人的传统不是一件坏事。
I mean, if you think about this, we all have our own tradition, be it, you know, like a family tradition, a Chinese tradition, school tradition, or even holiday traditions.
那么我们每个家人都有自己的传统，我们中国人有中国人的传统，学校里有学校的事情过年过节也是一个传统。
Our traditions are good and should be cherished and respected, but the problem comes if a tradition is elevated to the same status as the word of God, or it hinders one from worshiping God, then traditions is bad.
那么这个传统是，如果这个传统是好的话，那我们确实应该就说是应该守它，应该尊重它。但是如果一个传统把一个传统提升到神的话语的那个层次上， 或者这个传统影响了我们来敬拜神的话，那这个传统确实是个坏的。
See, Martin Luther was against the tradition of the Catholic Church because it had hindered people from knowing the real gospel.
那么马丁路德来反对这个天主教的他那些传统，是因为这些传统影响了人认识真正的福音。
Just as Jesus now is against the traditions of the Pharisees and the scribes because it had hindered people from knowing the real gospel.
那么这里呢，耶稣在反击这个法利赛人和这个文士的传统呢，是因为这些传统也让人不能够更好的认识神的福音。
All right, so let's move on to our second point, the danger of hypocrisy.
那么下面让我们讲假冒为善的危险。
What was Jesus' reply to the Pharisees and scribes? What did he say?
那么耶稣怎么回答法利赛人和这文士呢？
If you look at it, he called them hypocrites.
那么你读的话呢，就是他称他们为假冒为善的。
Then he quoted from Isaiah 29, verse 13, which says, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men."
那么这里耶稣就用了以赛亚书29章19节，主说，因为这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。他们敬畏我，不过是领受人的恩德。
This means that you know the Pharisees in their outward appearance seem to show zeal for God's law, seem to show that they care about God's law, but in the inside they are wicked and abolish the law through their traditions.
那么这些法利赛人表面上好像很守神的律法，但是他们内心是险恶的。他们实际上用他们的传统把神的律法给消灭了。
They claim to be the teacher or protector of the law, but in their vain hearts, they destroy the law of God by adding their traditions to it and make people obey it.
他们自称他们是神律法的老师或者是保护者，但是呢，在他们那个险恶的内心里面呢，他们把神的律法给毁坏了，因为他们加了他们的传统进去，而且让人一定要守这些人的传统。
You see what verse 8 said, you know, Jesus said, you leave the commandment of God and hold on to the traditions of men.
那么耶稣在这里面第八节也这么说，你们是离弃神的诫命，拘守人的遗传。
That's why Jesus called the Pharisees hypocrites, because they are very good at pretending, because they can say the right things, but in their hearts are far from it.
那么这也是为什么耶稣称这些法利赛人为假冒为善的人。他们很会假装，他们嘴上说正确的事，但是他们内心却不是那样。
In other words, their hearts are just as corrupted as any sinners out there.
那么再说，就是他们的心是和外面那些有罪的人是一样的污秽。
But as you look at this passage, you see it started out with the Pharisees charging Jesus' disciples for breaking the tradition. But what did Jesus do now? He counters charged the Pharisees with breaking the commandments of God with their tradition.
那么你再回头看看，那么这段经文一开始是法利赛人在指责耶稣的门徒不守神的律法或者不守古人的遗传。那么现在耶稣在反过来在指责法利赛人，指出法利赛人他们不守神的诫命。
Look at verse 9.
再读第九节。
He says, "You have a fine way." Jesus said, "You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to establish your tradition."
第九节这么说的，你们诚然是废弃神的诫命，要守自己的遗传。
Then, of course, Jesus gave them a clear example of their hypocrisy.
那么耶稣呢也给了一个很明显的很显然的一个例子，他们怎么讲吗？为什么
says Moses gave the fifth commandment to honor your father and your mother, and whoever reviles them must surely die.
那么摩西呢在第五诫命里告诉我们要孝敬父母，然后又说呢咒骂父母的必致死。
So it means that the children are called to honor their parents by respecting their authority when they are young, but also to care for their parents when they are older.
那么这里呢是说呢，孩子们呢在年轻的时候要尊敬父母，要孝敬父母，在父母年老的时候呢，孩子们呢应该照顾父母。
But according to the tradition of the Pharisees in verse 11 to 13, it says that if a man tells his father or his mother, whatever you would have gained from me is korban, then you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or mother, thus making void the word of God by your traditions that you have handed down.
那么这里呢就是说那法利赛人呢那个传统呢就是说第十一节到第十三节这么说呢，如果这个人呢对他父母说，那么你们当得的我已经做了供奉了，就是献给神了，那么这样的话呢他就不需要照顾他父母，而且反过来说他们也不可以去照顾他们父母，这样呢就把神的律法反而给荒废掉了。
What does this tradition mean? What is korban?
那么这里就说这个叫戈尔板是什么意思呢？这个传统又是什么意思呢？
See, korban againis a priestly tradition of the Old Testament. It is biblical in the Old Testament, where it always denotes an offering made to God.
那么这耶尔板是什么呢？耶尔板、戈尔板实际上也是对祭司说的。这个祭司啊，献祭的时候啊，做这个戈尔板的事情。
So it has to do with the priests offering their making offerings to God.
那这也是说。祭司献祭这件事，这献东西。
But again, the Pharisees made this rule into a tradition and allow anyone to disregard their responsibility to offer any assistance, specifically financial assistance, to their parents.
那么这里呢，法利赛人呢就把这个给祭司的规矩呢变成了一个遗传一个传统，使得呢就是。的任何人他可以不遵守他的他应该的责任，他特别是就是你父母年长的时候，你应该帮助你的父母，应该照顾你的父母。这里呢，就是那些人呢，反而就用不着照顾父母，不需要给父母钱了。
So basically, what this means is that all of you who are parents right now, okay, all of you who are parents, you know, if you seek financial assistance or material support from your sons or daughter, but if your sons and daughter do not want to help, they don't want to help at all, all they need to do is to say korban over their possessions and their financial possessions or their material possessions, and that means that whatever that they have is now for God, so they have an excuse not to give to their parents.
那么这里呢就说你们做父母的，如果你们缺钱了，生活上有困难，找你儿女要钱，那么这些儿女呢可以对他们的钱对他们财产说，这些东西都是戈尔板，意思呢就是这些将来是要奉献给神的，那么这样的话呢他就不需要给你钱。
This is like a magic word, you know, I don't want to do anything for you, so I just say korban, you know.
他就说呢，这就像一个神秘的话语一样，任何东西他不想给你了，他说这是戈尔板，那他就不用管你。
And the parents cannot challenge because this is supposed to be the law now.
那么父母呢也没有办法，因为这好像这就是神的诫命一样。
That's why Jesus said that this is such a clear example of how their traditions nullify the law of God, which specifically commands the honoring of their parents.
所以呢，就耶稣再指出来，你们特别就是好像是。你们在遵守神的法律，但是你把神的法律反而给废除了，因为你们用了人的传统。
But there's a sense that it's all too easy for us to applaud the rebuke of Jesus to the Pharisees, but not to think that we too may just be like the Pharisees.
那么当然了，我们 都和法利赛人有相似之处。也许我们看见耶稣说这话，我们很高兴，但是我们每个人都有点像法利赛人。
As Christians, we are also prone to hypocrisy, where we honor God with our lips, but our actions tells a different story.
那么，作为一个基督徒，我们经常呢会用嘴唇呢来尊重我们的上帝，但是我们的行为呢却是不一样的。
Churches today, you know, have all sorts of traditions, but if they do not guard themselves well, their traditions may impede others from coming to God and knowing the real gospel.
那么一个教堂呢，会有很多传统，但是这些传统呢，如果我们不小心的话，就使得人不能够更好的敬拜神啊，认识神。
See, the real gospel does not tell you what works or traditions you must follow in order to be saved, but rather what God, in His grace and love and mercy, had done to save you, a sinner.
那么神的话语是没有说你们要守什么律法，你们有什么样的行为，你们就得到救恩，而是说我们的救恩是神的恩典，是神白白给我们。
If a gospel tells you you must do something in order to be saved, then it is not a real gospel. Or you must believe in Jesus, plus you must do something good in order to be saved, then that is not the real gospel.
如果有人给你传福音说你要做什么事你才能得救，或者说你要相信耶稣，但是呢要加上去你要做什么事，这些都不是真正的福音。
So that's why Martin Luther was so against the Roman Catholic Church at that point in time.
这也是为什么马丁路德那时候真的是反对啊那时候的天主罗马天主教。
And finally, let's talk about true holiness.
那么最后让我们讲真正的啊圣洁。
See, when the Pharisees and scribes complained against Jesus about his disciples, do you think that the Pharisees were concerned with their hygiene?
那么当这个法利赛人和文士啊来指责耶稣，指出他们的门徒啊用俗手吃饭的话，你是不是觉得他们好像啊对他们的卫生条件很关心
？Do you think they were concerned with what their outward appearance looks like with their dirty hands？
那么他们是不是觉得哦，你这个手很脏啊？他很对你那个件事很关心。
No, they were concerned with defilement. They were worried that the disciples did what the disciples did would make them spiritually unclean inside. You know what in their hearts unclean.
那这法利赛人实际上关心的是，他们认为这样你人就污秽了，你的心就肮脏了。
In other words, this is an issue of holiness.
那么这里其实就是一个圣洁的问题。
Now, as we have said before, the Pharisees are very strict with the obedience to the law because they believe that this is their only way to salvation, that is to strictly obey the word of God on their own.
那么这里法利赛人就是说他们要严格遵守神的律法，因为这他们认为这是他们唯一能够得到救恩的道路。
And by strictly obeying the law of God to every part of it, they have to have many traditions to guide them to fulfill each law.
那么他们既然要严格的遵守律法才能得救的话，那么他们就有很多的规矩来帮助他们，指引他们，他们怎么样才能守这条。
So the more traditions, the better it is, so that every aspect, every detail would be covered, and that would help them towards to achieve holiness.
那么他们怎么样能达到圣洁呢？就是有越来越多的这个人的传统。来帮助他们说我们守了神的诫命了，那我们就圣洁了。
However, Jesus was quick to point out that true holiness does not come from one's own accord, one's own effort.
那么耶稣这里就说，真正的圣洁不是出于我们人心的。
Let's look at verse 15. What did he say?
那么再看第十五节。
He says,There is nothing outside a person that by going into him can defile him, can make him unclean. But the things that come out of a person are what defile him.
那么十五节这么说，从外面进去的是不能污秽的，只有从里面出来的 才能无悔。
See, this was such a profound statement that, not, that even his disciples did not understand what it means.
那么这句话实际上有很深的意思，他的门徒也听不懂。
And as Jesus explained this statement, take note of two important points.
那么这里有 很重要的两点。
First point, it says that Jesus said in verse 18 to 19, says, "Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from the outside cannot defile him, since it enters not his heart, but his stomach, and it's expelled?"
那么耶稣呢，在第十八节就这么说了，说你们也是这么不明白吗？岂不晓得凡是从外面进入，不能污秽人，因为这不入他的心，只是入他的肚，然后又落到茅厕里。
This means that there's nothing you touch or you eat can make you unclean, spiritually unclean, because it goes into your stomach, and then it's let go.
因为这样的，不管你碰了什么东西，你吃了什么东西，这些东西最多就是到你的胃里，然后呢，又到了茅厕里。
What Jesus did was to declare that the ceremonial laws of washing an unclean food that was in the Old Testament no longer applies to the people today, since Jesus himself would eventually fulfill these laws through his death and resurrection.
那么耶稣这里实际上也在宣告，就是他那个旧的那个犹太人那些献祭这些律法不再适用了，因为耶稣要成就神的律法在他死的时候他成就了神的律法。
So the first point, what you do on the outside, what you eat on the outside cannot make you spiritually unclean, right? But
sorry,
go ahead.
第一点就是说，不管你吃什么，你在外面做什么，不能让你的那个灵命得到污秽。
But this point is connected to the second point.
那么第一点和第二点是连在一起的。
The second point is taken from verse 20 to 23. It says, "What comes out of a person is what defiles him. What comes out from his heart is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, comes evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person."
第二点呢，就是从二十二节到二十三节，耶稣这么说的：从人里面出来的，那才能污秽人，因为从里边就是从人心里发出的都是恶念、苟合、偷盗、凶杀、奸淫、贪婪、邪恶、诡诈、淫荡、嫉妒、放纵、骄傲、狂妄。那么这一切恶呢，都是从里面出来的，这些恶能污秽。
You see how this point is connected to the first point is connected to this point. You see, Jesus did not just say, you know, there's nothing you eat on the outside can make you unclean. Because of this second point, because what is inside of you is wicked in the first place, is unclean in the first place.
那耶稣呢，就把第一点和第二点连在一起，就告诉大家，从外面进去的，你碰了什么东西，你吃了什么东西，是不能污秽你。而唯有从里面出来才能污秽。
You know, in the gospel, Jesus gave a great example of a good tree. And I've talked this to the youth before, an example of a good tree and a bad tree. A good tree bears good fruits. Now a bad tree bears what? No fruit or bad fruits. And that's exactly the point. What Jesus is saying that our hearts, it's like the bad tree because it is wicked in the first place.
那么我在跟年轻人讲过，就是福音里也有过，就是讲过，就是说有好树有坏树，好树结好果子，坏树呢要么不结果子，或者是结坏果子。那么我们从人心里发出来的呢，就像这个坏树都是坏果子，使我们的灵命得污秽。
You know, Genesis chapter 6 verse 5 said that man's heart is corrupted and evil since the day he was born, because he inherited it from his father. And who is his father? Adam.
那么在创世纪六章五节啊啊，耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思的尽都是恶。我们人都有罪，都有恶，是因为从我们的父，就是亚当那里，我们都得到了这个罪。
So Jesus tells the Pharisees that your traditions cannot make you holy before God, and neither will it save you, because you have a sinful heart.
耶稣这里在告诉法利赛人，你的传统，你古人的遗传，不能够让你圣洁，也不能够让你得救，因为你还是有一个罪恶的心。
You have a sinful heart, just like everyone else.
你有一个罪恶的心，就像其他人都一样，都有罪恶的心。
As such, holiness is impossible.
那么这样的话呢，圣洁是不可能的事。
It is impossible because you cannot accomplish it. Even with the many traditions that you have, it's impossible.
你不可能得到圣洁，不管你再有很多的传统，这个圣洁是不可能达到的。
However, and this is the good news, however, all who believe in Jesus can receive holiness because only He can remove the stain of sin in our hearts.
但是这就是福音了，信耶稣的人就能够得到圣洁，因为耶稣能够把我们内心的污秽给去掉。
See, 1 John chapter 1 verse 7 said, But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin.
那么在约翰那个书信里面呢，约翰一书一章七节是这么说的，我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交，他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
Jesus says that our heart is sick, it's not good. In fact, you know, Paul even goes on to say that we are dead. Our heart's not working.
耶稣说我们的心都有病，都有罪啊。保罗书信里说实际上我们的心都是死的。
We are all dead. So when Christ died for us, He not only washes away our sins, right? But He also did something very important. He gave us a new heart.Just as Ezekiel had prophesied in Ezekiel 36, 26 to 27, it says, And I will give you a new heart. This is what Ezekiel prophesied way before Jesus came, okay? And I will give you a new heart, as referring to Jesus. A new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone, the dead heart, from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh, a real heart,That is beating, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules.
Okay. 耶稣在十字架上为我们受死的时候，不光除去了我们的罪，他还做了另外一件很伟大的事情，很重要的事情，就是给我们每一个人一个新的心，我们死去的心就复活了，就像在以赛亚书。以赛亚三十六章二十六节二十七节，他先知就已经说过这个预言，这是在耶稣前面哦。然后他讲，我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心，就是我们的心又会跳动。我必将我的灵放在你们里边，使你们顺从我的律例，遵行我的典章。
Now that what is within us, our heart has been made right, we are no longer undefiled and can thus pursue holiness in our lives each day.
那么我们的病就治好了，我们的心就洁净了，那么我们就可以遵行神的律法。
Now if you think about this, you know, The Pharisees, they were quite an honest bunch in a sense that they really want to obey God. They really want to follow God. That's why they have all these traditions, right? But the problem is they don't understand the principle behind it. That is the heart of the issue, and that is their own hearts. They do not see themselves as sinful as the rest of the people around them.
那么再回到法利赛人，这帮人实际上也蛮真诚的人，他们是想真正的遵行神的律法，然后他们就做了这么多的传统，然后他们守这些传统，但是他们不知道他们的内心是污秽的，跟外面的人一样，我们的心都是有罪的，他认不出自己的罪。
And we just have to be careful too within our own hearts, within our own self, that we do not even think like this, that our hearts are fine, that we are okay. But in fact, we have to recognize too, just like the Pharisees have to recognize, that all of us are born with this sick and bad heart that cries out for a Savior in Jesus who can only clean this heart of ours that is sick.
这也是给我们每个人一个警醒，让我们不要以为我们没有什么问题，我们都挺好。实际上，我们每个人生下来都有这个罪恶的心，都有这个不健康的心。那么，只有耶稣来洁净我们的心，耶稣能治疗我们。See,
when the tree is good, you know, with all the nutrients, it can then bear good fruits. It can then achieve holiness. It can strive to achieve holiness.
那么就是说，一个好树如果有很多好的养分，那么它就能结好的果子，也就是说，它最后能够达到圣灵。Let
us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God from the gospel.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你从福音里给我们你的话语。Lord,
we realize that traditions are actually good and must be respected, but we must be careful in how we view traditions.
那么我们知道传统如果是好的，我们应该遵守，但是我们应该小心，要搞清楚什么样的tradition才是好的。But
more importantly, we must also realize that our hearts are sinful in the first place.
但是我们要记得，我们的心确实都是有罪的。
And that's why we need Jesus.
这也是我们为什么要需要耶稣。
And I pray that all of us who may not have given their lives or may not have invited Jesus into their hearts, I pray that, Lord, you may work in their hearts to realize that.
主啊，我们求你的心，你赐给那些还没有认识你、还没有接受你耶稣的那些人，给他们一个心。
And I pray that all of us who have invited Jesus into our hearts, who had the Holy Spirit within us, let us also be reminded that because our hearts are good, are made right, we can now strive towards holiness and continue to do the good work that you have given to us.
我们接受了耶稣的人，我们知道我们的心有圣灵内住，耶稣已经给我们治好了，我们就能够在成圣的道路上遵行你的话语，走天国的路。So
we thank you and ask all this in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.